And good morning. Welcome to County Edition here on 1590 KVGB and 95.5 FM. I'd like to bring you news of the county on our Thursday program. And to help us do it today is Barton County Register of Deeds, Glenda French, back in studio for the second time. Welcome back, Glenda.
Thank you.
Doing some good things over there. We're going to start, and we'll start talking about some of the new things here early. And you now have all your records online. You just decide to do that one day and then just go in there like 3 days later, you're all done, right?
Not quite.
Okay. That's probably it.
We had to set it up through our programmers, through CIC. It took a good, 3-4 months for them to transition everything to that, to be able to access it. But it is up and going. There is a link on the Barton County website under the Register of Deeds tab. And you click on that, and it will show you all the information.
Okay, we're talking about records. Mm-hmm. What does that include, Glenda?
That includes every document that's been recorded in our office in Barton County from the beginning of Barton County.
Really?
Yes. So you're able...
A monumental task, then.
Yes. Yes. Now you don't have to come in the office to research. You can access through the link. You will find all of our index pages, all documents, back to patent. I don't know. It seems to be working for people, so it was a good decision made, and hopefully we go forward with
okay,
it.
Because we're going to, and we try to do this when you're in here, just mm-hmm. everything that you do document up there. I guess mm-hmm. what would be the most likely thing for people to search and be able to take advantage of this records online?
Mm-hmm. On there you will find deeds, which are, transferring ownership of your businesses or homes that you sell, mortgages, oil and gas leases, anything that comes with oil and gas, assignments, any of that, release of mortgages.
And you can get that for anybody, though.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
Yes. You can search by name or the book and page, which every document gets a book and page number. You can search by that, or you can search by the legal description.
Okay, so... Then say you can bring these documents up, and then can you print those?
Yes.
From your
Yes, you can. There is fees with working through the website.
Okay.
There's a for the daily access, you get 24 hours access for $25.
Okay.
And then $1 per page for copies.
Okay.
We do that. That's our most popular one. A lot of researchers like that, so they don't have to, come into the office or drive here from Oklahoma for a day. They can just, stay where they're at and search from their own office.
Okay, you're talking researchers, Glenda. Mm-hmm. Who are researchers?
Researchers are people that work for oil and gas companies.
Okay.
Or maybe, abstract companies.
Okay.
People who are buying and selling homes may have to look back further to make sure the title transfer is legitimate. So they can do that from their own office.
Send somebody looking for a deed for their home?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, they can get on there. We have a lot of people call from out of Barton County in another state or wherever uh-huh. that they do have property here, or a family member does and they need a copy for whatever reason. They can get on there also and search for it.
You have a lot of people, genealogy and things like that.
We do have some.
Okay.
It's not as common as mm-hmm. the other researchers coming in, but there are a few that come in and want to know about, their great-grandpa's place or whatever that they owned at the time they lived here.
Glenda French with us, Register of Deeds for Barton County right now. So, again, records online available. And again, how long did this process take?
Probably 3 to 4 months total.
3 to 4 months. Mm-hmm. And that's just like every day plus doing everything else that you're doing, right?
Yes.
How do you do that? You just throw it in a big machine and it just spits it all out at once, or?
Well, like, are you talking about when we record our documents?
Well, I'm just talking about how you got all these online.
Yeah, so it go when we record a document, it goes into the database. It's imaged. We scan it in.
Okay,
for
so
image.
It was already in there. Okay,
yes,
okay.
Most of those were already in there. I mean, okay. From way back. That was before I started in the office. They had digitized the document pictures. So that's all in there, and it's just stored on a server.
Okay, so did you just decide, okay, how many other counties have this online? Are we kind of ahead of the curve or kind of
even? We are
even?
Not. Okay. We're not ahead. Okay. There are several other counties that do this, mostly the eastern counties in Kansas. I think it's coming more west. I do know Stafford County and Pratt County do it, and I think Russell County has just begun, maybe. So further west, I'm not sure.
So you decided, okay, well, we need to get going here.
Yes. I thought it would be a great, you know, asset to our office. There are those people who do drive from out of state to come and do research. It makes it easier for them. And, you know, the researchers here in town, the abstract companies, they're very busy people too. And sometimes research takes, you know, time. And if they have to leave their office to come to ours to do that, that takes away from their time at their office.
But it is fee-based, though.
It is fee-based. The daily is $25,
right, okay.
Plus copy fees for 24 hours.
Is anything free on there?
We do have a yearly subscription. We charge $800 for that. For an entire year, you have full access and free copies.
Is this a moneymaker?
Probably just about the same as it was just as they were coming in
to do it. Okay, right.
Their copies.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So any of those nosy Nancys out there that want to find out, you know, what their neighbor's mortgage is, yeah, you can do it, but it's going to cost you at least $25, right? Okay,
yep.
All right.
Unless you want to come in our office, you know, we still have people come in to do research, those that are local.
Yeah, but people don't want to come in the office and have you know that they're just being nosy Nancys, you know?
Well, so. I mean, it depends on them, I guess. I don't sit right there with them to know what they're searching for.
Oh, okay.
For, but.
I got you. Okay. So, and you mentioned something about notifications with this, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have information on a records notification system, and I have spoke with CIC, our programmers, and they are in the process of setting that up for us. I don't really have an estimated time when that's going to go into effect.
Okay.
But essentially, I will have you sign a paper with your name, your address, your, you know, all of this stuff, an email, and you will get a notification if anything is recorded using your name or your property.
Wow.
So I feel like that's a good, some people, you know, we're a little bit leery about our records being online and so accessible to everyone.
Okay.
I think this is a good way to combat some of those feelings so that, you know, they feel comfortable. They don't have to worry about, is someone going to take my property from me? You know, if they get a notification, we can get right on it.
Well, if someone was doing that before, there was no way that...
There was no way to know. Yeah.
So
and,
this
and
is
we
kind
in
of a,
the, we
this,
in the office don't know that either. If somebody is trying to record a document,
so you can set this up, and then if someone's nosing through your thing or trying to do business under your name or with your property, you're going to get a notification
an email notification.
Okay.
And if you don't have an email, you can use a family member's email. So
a great service. So and that'll be coming into play here soon.
Yes,
so.
I'm hoping. In the next month or so, we'll be able to get that.
Well, certainly
started.
Help us. Let us know so we can help you get the word out. That's a great service being provided. So all this stuff goes into this thing, and then you come out, and then did you just like hit the button and everything worked perfectly?
I hope so.
Okay. So,
I don't really have the details on how it's going to work yet until they get it all set up, and then they'll give
okay.
Me
that's
a
notifications
session.
Though. That, yeah. This was records online though. Yeah. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I think everyone who's accessing it is loving it. So
okay,
cool. Yeah,
and that goes to bartoncounty.org. Go to the Register of Deeds, and its link will be right there.
Yes,
fantastic. Okay, Glenda French with us, Barton County Register of Deeds. We'll have more of the program coming up after this. Welcome back, County Edition here on 1590 KVGB 95.5 FM. Glenda French, Barton County Register of Deeds, with us here on the show. So we get warmer, people probably wanting to go travel. Maybe they're going to go international, and they say, "Oh yeah, well, you probably better get that that passport done." The Barton County Register of Deeds office has become a one-stop place to get everything you need for your passport. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool, including photos now.
Yes, we are doing photos now. Your application is filled out. We take the copies of the necessary documents that you bring in. We take your picture. It's printed within about 2 minutes. And you sign your paperwork, you pay your fees, and you're out the door.
Okay, and this is international travel by air, sea, or land. So this is, you're going to get the little book, and then can you apply at that time to have the, what do they have, a special... There's different kind of passports, right?
Yes, we have there's a book.
Okay, yeah.
Yes, the book and the card. The book you would use if you're going to fly, or, you know, travel by air, sea, or land.
Okay.
You know, like it says. And then the card will get you into Mexico or Canada by driving.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so... what kind of fees are there for these right now?
Okay, so an adult passport book is $130, and a minor's is $100, and a minor would be anyone under the age of 16. And then a card for an adult is $30 and $15 for the minor.
Okay, so what kind of documents they need to make sure they come up there? It's, you know, kind of like going to the treasurer's office. You get up there, oh yeah, yeah. I forgot that thing. So what are some things that you need to remember?
We would need the original birth certificate from the state you were born, or naturalization documents if you're just becoming a citizen. And we would need a driver's license, a photo ID. Driver's license works. If you have a previous passport, that would also work. You want to make sure if you're doing these applications for a minor that both parents are there with the minor when we're doing the paperwork.
Okay.
That both parents have to sign the application. That's pretty much it for documents. If you have a name change, such as getting married, you would bring your marriage certificate in, and we would send that with the application.
Okay. People always get confused sometimes on what a birth certificate is. It's not the one with a feet on it, right?
No, it is not. It is the official document from the hospital, the state, or not the hospital, sorry, the state.
Okay.
It has the state seal on it.
Yeah, it has a raised seal on it. So that's the one you need.
In Kansas, typically the new ones are like a pinkish, bluish, kind of marbly looking paper. Of course, the older ones before they started using that paper might just be white or cream colored. So,
okay. So, all right. Hey, I'm going to go to the Register of Deeds. I'm going to get a passport on Thursday. Mm-hmm. I can just come up there anytime, or what's?
Yes, you can. We do not necessarily need appointments.
Okay.
We just work you in our day there. We do like to have some notification if you're going to have a larger family, such as maybe four or more people. That way we know that you're coming and we can, you know, not get us involved in other things that we're working on, and, you know, just be able to have the time.
Typically, how long does the process take? Probably
usually about 10 minutes. If your paperwork is already filled out when you come in, all we need to do is make the copies of the documents, take your picture, it prints, we'll have you sign, you make your payments, and you're done.
How long is the passport good for?
An adult passport is good for 10 years, and a minor's passport is good for 5 years.
For five. Mm-hmm. So what if you have an infant that's you have to get a passport for it. Mm-hmm. Say they're like 6 months.
You can do that.
Okay.
And it is good for the 5 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It is kind of weird, though, because you go back in and they can't scan their face. Mm-mm. You got to go back. You can't go through the quick scanning for reentry. Right. So just something to remember.
Yes.
Kids do change a little bit from one to five or one to six. So Glenda French right now telling us about passports and another great service provided with the pictures, too. And you mentioned something that with this photo for the passports, it's all done there. There are some other ways that you take care of, and a couple people have used this for concealed carry?
Yes. I don't have a concealed carry license myself, so I was not aware of the steps in getting one. But I have found out there's an application that you fill out, and it needs a 2x2 picture, which is the same as a passport picture. So if you're needing your application updated or just getting started, you can come to our office for a picture. And that's all you would, all you would need.
Yeah. And you
give it to you and you send it in.
So that's perfect. So you know what size it is and things like that, what you have to do, because you can't take a picture of it, with you and your Uncle Harry, smoking cigars somewhere, at the beach. It's got to be an official one. So.
Yes.
Oh, what should they wear if they come in that day for their photo?
A plain colored shirt is what they need. We try not to have any shirts with, logos or words or anything. No camo clothing.
Okay.
Yeah, just a solid color.
Okay, very good. Glenda French with us. Great information here on County Dish. We'll be back with more right after this. Welcome back on County Edition here on 1590 KVGB 95.5 FM. Glenda French, Barton County Register of Deeds with us. Boy, talked about some cool things. Records online now. Down the line, you can get notifications. That information will be coming out. We talked about passports a little bit. So some really neat services that you've implemented since becoming Register of Deeds. So I guess this is kind of a lead-in here to... you're running for re-election, too.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. So how long have you been since you became Register of Deeds?
It was in September of last year, September of 2023, after Pam Warnke retired.
Uh-huh.
I was appointed to begin in September. So I was very fortunate for that and appreciate all of the votes on that.
Yeah, so and now you're going in for re-election, and I guess you just can't walk in on the street and become Register of Deeds, I wouldn't think. But it looks like you've done a pretty good job. So what do you like about it?
I like working with the documents and the different attorneys, the abstract companies, the public coming in, learning all of that I have learned so far, and I know there's much more to learn. I feel like I'm doing good. I feel like I'm helping the public. Some people come in and they don't understand, why do I need this document? I can't give legal advice, because I'm not an attorney. But I can tell you if that's where you need to get your answers. So,
well, that's best place to go.
Yes. Like,
yeah, go to these people because that's where you're going to need to go to get what you need to know. So with everything you do up there, is that part of the process you think is being an educator too? Because Register of Deeds, everybody, there's probably some deeds registered up there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different deeds.
There's a lot of different documents and different reasons for those documents. And, you kind of have to know a little bit about what each document does, but not so much on the legal side of it. You have to know when it's time for them to see an attorney for what they need done.
Do you ever get into some of this history stuff and you start, I'm looking this up and then you say, well, wow, look at that. And then you get involved in looking
back. Yes, I do. I've got stuck a few times.
Yeah.
you know, generally we have our own duties we do during the day. So if someone does come in for research extensively like that, you know, on their family history or whatever, we can get them started. And if they have, you know, any trouble finding things, we can help them with that. But we're not really equipped in our office to just sit right there with them the whole time.
Correct.
You know, because we have to get our other things finished for the day. So, but yes, it is very interesting. I do love looking at that kind of things. One time a lady came in with a whole history of her family, pictures and everything. And that was so neat to see all of that. That's the one I got stuck. I was so interested in it. And yeah, so I was glad to be able to help her.
Love coming, having you come over and talk about what's going on, and appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Good luck in the election.
I think
you might do all right.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm hoping so.
Okay, Glenda French with us. She is Register of Deeds for Barton County, bringing some new info to us to the show today on County Edition here on 1590 KVGB and 95.5 FM.